We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson, as the City Commission meets tonight at 7 p.m. That'll be right during the time when polls are closing here, so make sure you get out and vote. We have another caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wanting to ask you, how old is that letter from the FAA about needing to replace that runway, the old runway? I know the new letter that you got from the FAA about the taxiway being too close to the terminal is a newer letter. But, you know, I'll drag you over the coals again about using the old runway while we build the new one out there in the vast acreage of the airport, and then switching that old runway into a taxiway to overcome the new letter from the FAA, and then we can use that old taxiway for us. Civil Air parking. We put little turnout places along the between the old runway and the old taxiway. But thank you for your attention to these matters.
Sure. Thanks for the call and the question. So not sure I know one of the letters you're referring to or the communication by the FAA about our primary runway and one that we've identified over the years as needing to make improvements. Actually, next week's work session will focus on the master plan update for the airport that we've been doing that was with specific attention to the runway, primary runway replacement project. And that project, the FAA required us to go through a master plan update before we embarked on that particular project. And so the commission will hear that master plan update report and the status of that, as well as kind of the roadmap ahead as we pursue different options for replacing the primary runway. And that'll be the focus of that discussion. The taxiway does need some attention as well. And so that'll be a future project that we'll need to do. And so how we ultimately approach and fund all of those things and the timeline for that will be all part of that discussion next week. So appreciate that call.
Yeah, and there was a couple of one was an initial letter from the FAA just to start the process. The other one we got more recently was to allow the runway width to remain at 150 feet, which was great for our commercial traffic that comes into there, particularly with the support of KSU sports and so on. That's a requirement. And then I think as maybe the color confused me a little bit, but the taxiway is too close to the facility to function as a runway. Otherwise, that's a viable option in many places. You can strengthen the taxiway, use that as a runway, and then go back and fix the runway. But this is not an option here.
All right. Thank you for the call there. Let's continue on with the general agenda here tonight. Item B is considering multiple actions regarding the purchase of land, development, and construction of a joint maintenance facility for the water, wastewater, street, fleet, forestry, and parks departments.
Right, Brandon. This is a item we've been working at for a while. Earlier this year, back in April, we held a work session with the commission updating that, really looking at securing a particular site. We had identified two different locations in the community and had centered on a location near the wastewater treatment plant. And so commission asked us to move forward with pursuing acquisition of a site for this facility and also continue to work on the design of the facility. So the action in front of the commission tonight is to approve the purchase of about 36 acres of land out by our wastewater treatment plant for this joint facility. It will consolidate our street and traffic operations, our fleet operations, the mechanical, you know, part of the existing facilities in our street and traffic shop and fleet and vehicle maintenance are anywhere from, we're done in the 20s and the 50s, so they're very old, they're inadequate. We can't even get our fire trucks into the service bays for the mechanics to work on effectively, and just a lot of our existing facilities are wholly inadequate. So this looks to build modern facilities where we will have adequate space for the fleet to be worked on, and then some storage, indoor storage for weather-related 24/7 vehicles that need to respond to anything appropriately, and also some better facilities for our employees to work out of and train in. So this facility we're recommending for the purchase of the land and then continued design. We're also asking the commission permission to do a construction manager at risk to be selected that would help influence that design of the facility. And so this is part of the goal for this particular facility is to sell some of the existing properties that we have, and those would be put back on the tax rolls for those locations. They're along Fort Riley Boulevard, just to the south of Fort Riley Boulevard at Juliet Street on either side, as well as the utility facility that's out at the former fire station on West Anderson. So looking for concurrence from the commission to continue moving forward on this important project.
Some people have asked, well, why would you want to, with all the things we have to do, why would you worry about a maintenance facility? This is a lot like worrying about the foundation of your house. As I don't know how many people in Manhattan have been down to those facilities. Or I mean, they drive by them on Fort Riley Boulevard a lot, but they never turn down Juliet to the south there to take a look. And as Ron said, you know, when you have facilities that are 100 years old, these things were not built for the things that we need to do to the modern vehicles. I mean, they still have to crawl under them, don't have lifts. We have poorly sized. We've got poor evacuation for fumes and things like that, poor turning radius around our gas pumps. I mean, it's just a mess. And we have to do better than that. It's only a matter of time, and now we've got the opportunity to go out and find land that's reasonably available at a good price and build this facility. I think it's all steel frame with cladding. So that's one of the reasons you get a constructor at risk, and he can, as Ron said, influence how that thing looks, how it's arranged, and I think we'll bring it in at a good price.
And a very good energy-efficient envelope, and that's really something we don't have today.
Gotcha. Well, we have another caller here with a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Hi, Ron.
Good morning.
Yeah, there's a big question about the mall. How is any more places going to be filled? Because, you know, it was in the wintertime, it's quite convenient for people to really shop there and walk around for physical fitness. And all I see is physical fitness people walk around there, and there's a lot of spaces for the new stores. And I don't know why our I know of ordering over the telephone and everything, but I mean not the telephone but the computer for stuff. But the idea is, though, of promoting people getting out and using their bodies and exercising. And believe me, going shopping, it's a lot of fun with a lot of people. But what is the tax going to be at the mall when they do have or a 2% because of taking care of maintenance there, plus the tax that might pass today? I want to know, okay?
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we passed a community improvement district for the mall that would allow them to do some significant renovations, and they've started some of those on some of the interior public passageways. And so the I'll tell you what, we'll get that calculated for you, because it will be different for that particular area relative to the 2/10 sales tax that is already on the books. And then with their CID, and then if the 3/10 passes today, we'll do some scenarios, and we'll get those published on our website. So Appreciate that call.
I think it's 9.85.
I think you're right.
Math right, so. But just to highlight, I mean, we did move when Carlos O'Kelly's moved to their new location. We've got a really nice cosmetics company in there, very large, took up two spaces. And then we've got the menswear company that came in, took up two spaces. And, I mean, this was kind of the calculation that the mall developer and the mall manager had. They said, you know, we've got to make improvements in order to attract people in here. This, after all, is competition. And malls all over the United States have to redo, because we found the trend here in probably the past 5 years is to go to a kind of a strip mall concept. But other malls are making it and coming back, but they're doing it because they're retooling.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, just from as an outsider who've been here a year now, that mall actually, compared to most, is in pretty decent shape, I feel. So
a lot of the work that is going to be done, you don't see. I mean, it's up on the roof with air conditioning and roof repair and things like that. So even though the interior of the mall on the entryway will be very nice, that's probably not where most of the money goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some more to get to here on the agenda, but let's take a break. We'll come back and cover the rest of it here in the next segment. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.